This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday enthusiastically welcomed Sweden and Finland's bid to join the NATO Security Alliance, moves that would enlarge the bloc to include two of Europe's most modern militaries and place it along Russia's northwestern border.
They meet every NATO requirement, and then some. And having two new NATO members in the high north will enhance the security of our alliance and deepen our security cooperation across the board.
Speaking from the White House Rose Garden, while flanked by Sweden's Prime Minister and Finland's President, Mr. Biden said he would send their membership applications to the U.S. Congress, where he hopes for a swift approval. The 29 other NATO members will have to agree by consensus to admit the two nations, a process that normally takes up to a year, but is expected to be faster in this case. Only NATO ally Turkey has expressed reservations about the Baltic neighbors joining the alliance, with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan accusing them of giving a haven to terrorists and imposing sanctions on Turkey. Russian President Vladimir Putin has described NATO's eastward expansion as a threat to Russia and cited Ukraine's desire to join the alliance as a reason for his decision to invade in February. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the U.S. after its Senate Thursday approved a landmark $40 billion aid package to the country. The bill now awaits President Biden's expected signature. The package is intended to buttress Ukraine over the next 5 months to combat Russia's ongoing invasion. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app.